Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If your giving spirit has been rekindled by the holidays, now's a great time to think about giving the gift of life by donating blood. As people focus on family, deal with winter weather and travel, blood donations tend to drop around the holidays. Scott Martyr from the American Red Cross says data shows only about 3% of eligible Wisconsinites give blood.
The need for blood is constant. Every 2 seconds, someone in this country needs a blood transfusion, and it could be for any one of a bunch of reasons. People battling cancer, mothers who are facing complications during childbirth, or accident victims who need emergency surgery. The Red Cross urges donors during the holiday months to come out and donate.
If you've ever been curious about where your blood goes or how it's used when you donate, now there's even a way to track that using the Red Cross app. Health workers say the process to give blood is simple, and it only takes about an hour. They say it can even become a gratifying holiday tradition for family and friends to go together, make it more fun. There are 744 hours in the upcoming month of January. Red Cross workers say setting aside just one of those hours to donate blood can save a life. To find a blood drive or appointment time here in Wisconsin, just go to redcrossblood.org. The Packers will close out their regular season in Minnesota this weekend. Kickoff is set for noon on Sunday, January 4th. The Packers are locked into the NFC's seventh and final playoff seed, regardless of whether they win or lose against the Vikings. The Vikings are eliminated with an 8-8 record. Right now, about a million Wisconsin kids are on winter break. The holidays are supposed to be a jolly time, but when young people are already in crisis, they can be especially vulnerable this time of year. The latest data shows more than half of kids surveyed say they're dealing with anxiety, and a third have recently felt hopeless. Psychologist Megan Kanya says symptoms of mental health struggles don't always look like sadness. Sometimes they're conflict.
All of a sudden, they go from being a really easygoing kid to all of a sudden they are arguing, they're talking back, they're refusing to do schoolwork. There may be a lot of school avoidance or refusal. They may have stopped doing chores. They may be having trouble getting out of bed.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health began its work more than 10 years ago, and in that time, they've seen a 42% rise in depression among young people. Mental health professionals say disruption in routines, like over the holidays when there's no school, can exacerbate struggles. Providers often see seasonal spikes in anxiety and depression between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Kanya says how parents talk to kids and young adults about mental health issues matters. She advises parents to avoid calling anxiety bad or negative. Anxiety is a natural emotion meant to keep us safe. When channeled appropriately, it can help motivate us. Kenya encourages families to help kids build what she calls distress tolerance, learning to stay grounded when emotions run high. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with a little light snow this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon with falling temperatures today. We'll hit our high of about 18 around noon, dropping into the single digits by late this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to one below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 13. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.